It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember, Lee, about 6 weeks ago, it was in the news in Spartanburg, this battle between a school counselor and two parents over a child. Didn't want to cut his hair. I think there was some gender issues involved. Mm-hmm. And parents put their foot down, as parents often have to do with teenagers when they get crazy ideas in their head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know anything about that. And
nor I.
Right. And anyway, the parents ended up winning. But before that happened, DSS was called on them over a haircut, over the length of a child's hair. And I guess the child wanted long hair. It was a boy. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's how that ends in South Carolina, with an apology. And a 20-minute investigation where DSS is like, sorry, obviously there's no abuse going on here. But that's because Republicans, or something like Republicans, still run this state. But what happens in places like Oregon? I want to read this just to show you, if they win, how it'll go. Because this is an incredible story. A Christian mother and her husband are fighting back in court after Oregon's Department of Human Services determined they had caused mental injury to their 15-year-old daughter by refusing to affirm her transgender identity. Well, did they do anything else? No. It has destroyed our lives, said Nicole Calloway, the mother of two daughters who are now estranged because they both claim transgender identity. That is statistically impossible. Almost impossible. Told the Daily Signal. Okay. Listen to how this started. And this is a caution, okay, because we started the week talking about be very careful who you choose as a therapist for a member of your family. With the shocking stats, Lee, that they had done a poll of 7,000 parents who say that they are estranged from their Gen Z child, and 30% said it was the therapist who said, just, mm-hmm. Cut the parents off. This is this new thing. And they were interviewing, people who'd done therapy, in the psychology industry, who said, no, we used to try to save relationships, and we used to counsel people through problems with family members. Now it's become more standard. Hey, just cut them off. And they reported that 25% of Gen Z is either currently or has recently been estranged for one parent. They ghost their parents. So I said, be very, 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 very careful who you choose as a therapist, but also who you give authority to as a therapist for your child. Mm-hmm. This started when mom made the mistake of arranging psychological therapy for the 15-year-old daughter. And once she realized that Jennifer Forster, the therapist, was counseling the child that she was really transgender, she cut her off. The therapist's name was Jennifer Forster. This is in Oregon. Well, the therapist wasn't having that. As soon as she canceled the appointment, the next appointment, and, removed her from the therapy, said they wouldn't be back.
Right.
According to court documents, Forster filed a complaint with DSS that resulted in the removal of the 15-year-old child due to mental injury caused by the parents not affirming the transgender identity. So just say it's ended a little differently in South Carolina, but you can see where this is going. When your child sits down with the wrong liberal woke therapist, you see how it actually ends in Oregon. And folks, we're a hop, skip, and a jump away from this. We just need Democrats to have power for 4 years, and this will be going on. Okay, Oregon DHS notified the Calloways that the agency considered them responsible for the mental injury of their 15-year-old because they wouldn't affirm her gender identity or let her go to the psychotherapist. Psychological therapist. Okay. Your adverse reactions, this is from the court documents, your adverse reactions to KA, the child, expressing their gender identity have caused serious harm to KA's psychological functioning. And they took custody of her and took her away. I was so distraught, I felt like I was gutted. The older daughter took the younger daughter's side and has now cut off mom. The mom remains estranged from both her daughters, as the courts have now ordered her not to contact K.A., her minor daughter, who is in foster care. Now, listen to this. You think it ends there? That's a disaster, but we're just getting started. The state's findings haven't just affected her maternal relationship with her daughters. The mental injury finding by the court is a child abuse ruling. It goes on their permanent record and on the record of her husband, David. The stigma of a state agency finding two parents guilty of child abuse, which comes up in a employment background check, has followed them across state lines even after their move to Florida in July of 2025. In Oregon, if they were to do a background check, I could have lost my notary license. I still cannot even hear, she writes. I cannot volunteer with the church, and I cannot have anything to do with children because of the court finding of child abuse. Again, what is child abuse in Oregon? Refusing to affirm transgender identity, you will go along with the speech codes.
Yeah.
The stigma may be even worse for her husband. Months after the two moved to Florida, Oregon Department of Human Services determined that David Calloway, quote, had exhibited a pattern of inappropriate grooming behaviors, to including making inappropriate sexual comments to the 15-year-old daughter while in his care. The husband vehemently contested the claims, saying he's innocent and was not given an opportunity to appeal. But wait, were these sexual comments? No, they were comments about her sexuality, about her gender, about how you can't change your gender. He writes, or he says, it's quotes, they write in the article, if I was accused of sexual abuse, wouldn't there be a police record? Wouldn't I be arrested? Wouldn't I be in jail? It's like we're guilty until proven innocent.
Yep.
They're now both out of a job. So this is just, you know, I like to read stuff like that. This is what the left has in store. And if you don't think they'll do it, get on Google and look up the case of that Spartanburg school counselor who called DSS over a haircut. The boy wanted long hair. Mom said no. Sorry, if you're my kid, you want long hair, you look like a girl, you live in my house until you're 18, hair's coming off. I don't care if dad has to hold you down. You know, I'm in charge. This is a benevolent dictatorship, yeah. You understand. We will feed you, but you will not be dressing like a girl, not in my house. And parents should be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, it's, you know, and you know, when you turn 18, or then you can move out if you want to, or, you know, do what you want. But that's while you're under that household, that's, you know, the parents are supposed to be the ones in charge. And it's just interesting that we've got to a point in this world where, in this case, parents have no say over their children. No, you're not responsible. But if you buy your kid a gun and he shoots somebody, then you're responsible. We'll put you in jail, too.
What a great point. Yeah, that because the dad, I think, is going to be sentenced.
Oh, he's already been sentenced.
Was he sentenced? 15 years.
Yeah.
In Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And the son's sentenced to life.
Life without parole.
Yeah, for shooting up school.
Right, when he was 14, yeah.
Four people. Dad bought the gun and it's not just a matter of buying a gun, too, because that case,
right.
I mean,
right.
the child displayed all kinds of mental problems.
There was obviously other issues involved there. But the point I'm making, though, is that in one case, you've got liberals who are trying to keep parents from having anything to do with their children. And then on the other end of the spectrum, if something does happen, oh, suddenly you're responsible, we'll put you in jail too.
Well, we all know you shouldn't have a gun, Lee.
Yeah. You're trying liberal logic, which doesn't exist.
It doesn't work. It's definitely that. The ODS, Oregon Department of Human Services, which is their, you know, their DHS.
Odious, yeah. It sounds odious to me.
Yeah, it is odious. concluded on the advice of the therapist that Nicole Calloway's decision to show her daughter's videos presenting arguments against transgender ideology harmed her daughter's psychological functioning. One counselor decided this. The Calloways disputed this, saying the agency treated disagreement with the ideology as child abuse, which they did. When did the truth become mental injury? Okay, think about what happened here. Mom chose the wrong psychologist. Mm-hmm. That psychologist hooked into her kid and decided, you will not quit me. You are not taking your child away from me until I'm done brainwashing her. Now, the child's in foster care. The parents have a record of child abuse by the courts, not by the police. And isn't that weird? You can have a record of child abuse that comes up on a background check, yet no police report's ever been filed against you, and you have no charges against you and no convictions.
Right.
But they can do this. Mm-hmm. So just showing you where they're going with this. I mean, keep in mind, Lee, all of the states, the liberal states that tried to do sanctuary laws where if you can get the kid, like you can, you know, you're the gym teacher, you load the kid up, South Carolina, you drive them to liberal state X, California, Washington, whatever, and they want to transition their gender, police can't arrest that person for kidnapping your child. Can you imagine your child getting caught in another state, a state that functions like this, a state that if you cross the state line, you'll be treated as a child abuser because you want your kid back? They are not messing around. I mean, this Oregon case is really scary.
Well, this, to me, sounds like another example of Marxism creeping into this country.
And it's also an example of why the moving vans are just rolling. They're rolling into red states. People can't live like this. Yeah. And, you know, I would advise against trying. I mean, if you can get to a red state, I would not try to raise my child in a blue state. It was possible at one time, but it's not anymore. Can you imagine a whole country like this?
I'm trying not to.
I know. Especially when this is definitely an 80-20 issue. But hey, so not in South Carolina.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Folks, watch what's about to happen in New York. For years and years and years, when we should have arrested Sanctuary City Democrat leaders for violating federal immigration law, which if they didn't like, Democrats can change it, they didn't. For obstructing federal immigration law, which is an actual crime. We went, well, we don't want to look like the radical party. I mean, we don't want to investigate these people, really. Because you know what we're about to watch? And I can't wait. We're about to watch Republicans get arrested in the state of New York. Why? For following federal law. Wait, you can get arrested for following federal law in New York now? Yep. Here's how.
The fight's on in the Empire State. As of the 25th of August, it'll be illegal to force local law enforcement to cooperate with ICE. Can you believe that? Now, to ensure that that happens, New York's AG Letitia James and Governor Kathy Hochul have established a new statewide bureau called the Office of Immigrant Trust. James says it'll help ensure that schools, local governments, and public agencies remain in places of safety and support rather than of the federal administration's campaign of fear and intimidation. And for emphasis, the office is set to investigate agencies in these 11 counties in New York threatening legal action if they continue to cooperate with ICE. But GOP leaders in some of those counties say, laws be damned, they're going to keep working with ICE, period.
Why do you want to see people like Sheridan Gorman, who was killed in Chicago because of the open border policies and the sanctuary policies of the city of Chicago, which are directly relatable and similar to what we have here in New York?
Now, in case you're wondering, Governor Hochul says her administration's already in court and they will stay there as long as it takes to ensure that the new law is upheld.
Okay, so get this straight. You can be, if you're a Republican, the counties they're investigating are all Republican counties. If you cooperate with ICE, you can be arrested for following the law. They demand lawlessness or else. And so they've launched this new agency specifically to monitor police, courts, and Republican officials in these counties. And they're threatening them with legal consequences if they cooperate with ICE. So this is a, they're not monitoring the illegals. They're not monitoring the documented Tren de Aragua gang infestation they have in the city of New York. None of that. No. They are to run free, including criminals wanted by Interpol in other countries. The illegals are to roam free. And arrested will be the Republican officials who tried to remove them from their communities. Again, you have to let them roam free. Let that sink in. I can't wait for the first arrest. In fact, Governor Kathy Hochul's Republican opponent, who's a mayor, is volunteering to go first. He said, recorded a video yesterday saying they pass all the laws they want. He's not stopping. He's going to continue partnering with ICE. So maybe he'll be the first arrested, but I want Republicans, especially those who have, you know, a couple of complaints about the Trump administration, maybe thinking about not voting. Look, I have issue with Trump all the time on talk show hosts, so I let you know. Mostly I think he's getting it right 95% of the time. But no, you folks, I would crawl over broken glass to vote for that man and for the Republican Party, because the alternative is so much worse. And this is good. We need a snoot full of this. We need a snoot full of decades of tolerance by us, and shame on us, for law breaking by Democrat officials who, again, obstructed federal law enforcement. That is a crime. And we just look the other way. Don't want to be embarrassed. It's a country club. Everybody knows we need that illegal immigrant labor in the factory. Look the other way while they violated the law. The second we won't go along with their lawlessness, are they going to look the other way? No, they're going to put us in cuffs. I can't wait. I hope there's a dozen arrests, 2, 3, 4. I want to see Republicans in handcuffs. I want the public to see what it looks like when they have even a tiny bit of power. Because, you know, it's been a few years since they have power. And we need to remember what that is like. Trace Gallagher, Fox News, interviewed a Florida Congressional Democrat Socialist of America candidate and lunatic, played him a video of the violent invasion, and it is violent. They are, you know, burning, setting cars on fire, breaking into homes. They're in Ceuta, Spain. They're coming from Morocco, being dropped off at the border in massive dump trucks and garbage trucks by the Moroccan, Islamic Moroccan government. You should see these trucks. As these guys are coming in, they're cheering and they're pointing at people on the street and they're mocking them and laughing. This is an invasion. They see themselves much as the Muslim invaders who invaded Spain all those years ago before the Crusades. There is a menacing quality. They're not just excited to be there because now they get free, welfare and they love Europe. This has an absolutely predatory feel to it. Anyway, Trace Gallagher, Fox News, plays video of this for the Florida Democrat Socialist America candidate.
I wanted to play some of this video from Ceuta, Spain, just to give you an idea and maybe get your take on what's happening there, as they call it chaotic when they open the borders and they let the flow of migrants in. If we can play some of this video, what do you think of that? Are you afraid that might happen here, or do you welcome this?
I don't think there's anything to fear with people seeking a better life in the United States of America. My wife is the proud daughter of Nicaraguan immigrants.
No, we love this. See this invasion? Yeah, that's totally. Yeah, that right there. That's what we're going to do. Trace Gallagher, you should see his mouth just hanging open. He's like, whoa.
I think that painting a broad brushstroke with a few exceptions is
not fair. Oh, okay, wait. I got to set this up better. I'm sorry. So Trace Gallagher says, hey, listen, you know, 13,000 people murdered by illegal immigrants over the last a little more than a decade, rapes, drunk driving accidents, dead, you know, people murdered, killed, raped, harmed by illegals. You know, and what do you say to that? I mean, don't you want to prevent that? Don't you care about Americans?
I think that painting a broad brushstroke with a few exceptions is not fair
exceptions?
To the immigrants that have come to the United States.
A few exceptions?
Relative
few
rapes, to the number of people. Relative deal. To the number of people that have immigrated to the United States, yes.
It what is the number?
Immigrants
when
commit
you say
fewer
a few,
crimes
what is the
than
number?
American
what
citizens.
What is the number that you would allow? What is the number that is fine with you? Is there a benchmark? Is it fine? How many children can be raped and it's fine if you're in relation to the immigration community?
if we're going to talk about children being raped, okay, then we need to hold this pedophile president, Donald Trump, accountable, and all those that have been implicated by the Epstein files.
Sure. That drives me nuts with them. Well, he was mentioned in the files. Yeah, he was a friend of Epstein. Give me the victim's name. Oh, you can't do it. Hey, give me a date where Trump, the pedophile, abused you. Just a date. Pick one. Day, month, and year. Oh, you can't do that. Okay, cool. Give me a location. Can't do that either. Guess what you're saying is not true. So they want to talk about Trump, but they don't want to talk about the illegal immigrant murderers. By the way, he said, it's not a lot of murderers. I mean, it's like just a few, but not a lot. So I just want to be really clear what just a few looks like. Just a few, mind you.
The director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington.
Yeah, they were either convicted here, deported, came back, or convicted of murder in their own home country. Do you hear that? 13,000. According to Democrat Socialist America, just a small drop in the bucket. I wonder what 13,000 bodies that look like stacked up in a football stadium. Don't know.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I told you this would happen. While AI will be hugely disrupted, many people will lose their jobs. And I believe that will eventually happen, or they'll have to retrain, go into other industries. At the same time, it ain't ready for the prime time yet. Headline, Wall Street Journal, big companies are starting to hire again, defying predictions of AI wipeout. Which companies? Well, the same ones that had invested in AI with the money they used to use for hiring. It didn't work out so well. America's biggest companies say they might need more people. After all, for months, major employers treated hiring as an expensive last resort. Now a shift is emerging across industries. Companies ranging from railroad giant CSX to Google have told investors in recent days they plan to hire to meet growth goals. The push to expand headcount, at least moderately, is a reversal from the prevailing corporate messaging during much of the AI era. Why? Major employers, the Wall Street Journal writes, largely held back on adding people due to economic uncertainties or a belief that artificial intelligence could shoulder more tasks on the job. But some executives are saying the cost and limitations of AI after they've invested in it now demand that more people be added. Others are hiring people back following layoffs, anticipating that AI could handle things better than they actually could. So that's good news. For much of the past 18 months, big employers were convinced fewer workers meant faster growth. But they're now saying there's a turnaround, basically, after thinking AI agents could pick up the slack. They've since realized, the Wall Street Journal writes, humans are necessary to work alongside AI. It's not ready for prime time. It's good. It's an incredibly powerful tool, and it does jobs people used to do, but it doesn't do all jobs. At least not for now. Okay, the first mailers are beginning to hit mailboxes. Darlene Graham, despite her best friend, Senator Katrina Sheely, a pro-choice liberal activist, who tells the New York Times she's not going to do what Trump wants and she's not a partisan. Again, a partisan, you look up definition of partisans, member of a political party. Not a partisan, weird. So why is she running in the Republican primary then if she's not a partisan? This is scary stuff, folks. Do you realize the voting starts Wednesday? Wednesday. She's refused to take Darlene Graham any questions at all from the media because she's grieving and whatnot, except Sean Hannity. In a softball interview that was pre-recorded, no hard questions were asked. She was not too aggrieved to do that interview, oddly, but she was too aggrieved to do any other interviews or take any questions from the gaggle of reporters who tried to ask them to her when she filed to run for office. So, folks, here's what's going to happen this weekend, and I kind of want to mailer proof you. I guarantee you the same nasty group of donors, they usually operate out of a post office box. Not always, but they usually do. You don't get to know who they are. They sent, remember, it had to be $1 million worth of mailers. I put the number at $500,000 to $1 million worth of mailers into your mailbox. In the recent primaries, they were trying to take out the Freedom Caucus. You remember that? And I told you, be very, very careful. We went through a lot of them and debunked them. They were completely attacking the Freedom Caucus candidates in our state legislature who are from the upstate, from the right, trying to fool conservative voters and thinking they weren't conservative enough. They had liberal records. Just go ahead and vote for the other guy. And folks, they got outrageous. Do you remember this? I mean, they were making up legislations. John Smith voted against the Ten Commandments bill. There was no Ten Commandments bill. I mean, it got that ridiculous. Those people. And they would all have names like Conservative Activist South Carolina Group or something like that. Make them sound like they're from the right. And they were trying to trick folks into voting against the actual conservative in the race and voting for the moderate to liberal Republican candidate. Expect a barrage of those this weekend. They are. If I was running it, I'd target Ralph Norman, because Darlene Graham and Ralph Norman are running in the margin of error. They're about 3 points between them. We have one poll shows Ralph Norman's about 2.5 points ahead of her, and there's another poll shows she's about 3 points ahead of Ralph Norman. I don't know which is right, but I know this. They're both in the margin of error. So watch that. Because if I was running her campaign, or I was running a dark money op trying to get her elected, I would take Ralph Norman out at the knees this weekend. And I'd do it with text, too. I'd probably do it with YouTube videos as well. And those will probably say something. He's not a conservative and he voted against the, I don't know, Ten Commandments bill. Maybe they'll recycle that one. There was no Ten Commandments bill. That's how outrageous it got. So, folks, all I'm going to ask is you be very, very careful. And the reason they're going to try to take Ralph Norman out is they don't want to run against him in the runoff, because he's going to beat her if he can make the runoff. He is. The others probably not going to beat her if they make the runoff. I mean, they're just not. We're going to end up with a woman who will not take questions, who goes in public flanked by a full security team and Lindsey Graham's former staffers to keep the Republican or to keep the reporters off of her. What will she do? I don't know. Nobody does. But she's already telling you things that are not true. Already telling you things that are not true, like this.
I'm a conservative Republican, and I believe this. Every life is precious. Men don't belong in women's sports, and only American citizens should vote.
She's casting herself as pro-choice. And the question I'd ask, she's never going to come on this show. The question I would ask her, and I suspect some of those Republican publication reporters were going to ask her, if you're pro-life, why is your only two political donations to a liberal pro-choice activist in the state Senate after she filibustered the heartbeat bill? She was the head of the sister senators, Katrina Sheely. Liberal pro-choice activist group. It was liberal Republican women, Democrat women, and independent women. By the way, all the Republicans, including Sheely, despite Darlene Graham's donation to try to save her, they were all voted out of office in Republican primaries. Why? We don't put up with that in the state. Look, you want to run as a liberal? Move to one of the few liberal districts, Democrat districts we got in this state, and you run there. Don't you run in a Republican primary? Now she's trying to cast herself as pro-life when the only donation she's ever made was to the biggest pro-choice activist in the Senate? Are you kidding me? But see, this is why she won't take questions. But I want to prepare you, because you are going to hear every nasty thing about Ralph Norman this weekend. And it's all going to be a pack of lies by the same people I warned you try to take out the Freedom Caucus. What do you need to know? Ralph Norman, by all four conservative ratings groups, including Heritage Action, has a 92 to 98% conservative rating. He is hardcore right. Her? Yeah, she's too busy donating to pro-choice, pro-abortion activists and trying to save their political careers to amass any other kind of record. Oh, except doubling the budget of the Commission for the Blind and increasing her own salary from $98,000 a year in 2019 to $160,000 a year now. Tax dollars, by the way. You paid for that. Other than that, we don't know much about this woman. Look for it to get nasty this weekend, as the dark money people, the ones who operate out of P.O. boxes, are going to try to tear Ralph Norman apart. Just my prediction. Because the voting starts on Wednesday, the 5th of August. It's when early voting is. Runs from the 5th of August through the 7th. So far, Darlene Graham has refused to answer questions from anyone other than Sean Hannity, and he gave her a softball pre-recorded interview. So we don't get to know. We're about to have a shotgun marriage with this woman. Now, Ralph Norman and Darlene Graham are in the margin of error. One poll shows him ahead by a couple points. One shows her ahead by a couple points. If I'm Darlene Graham and I'm running that campaign, I'm going to tear Ralph Norman apart and try to get him out of the runoff. Why? Well, he's a true conservative. He's got a great record. We just talked about his ratings from all the major conservative organizations. 100% rating last year in Congress, 100% conservative rating from Heritage Action, lifetime ratings over 90% for all four of them, most 98, 95. So this is going to be hard for them to run against. They got to knock him out because she knows she can beat anybody else that's in that field in a runoff. But she can't beat Ralph Norman. She can't. And this is the last gasp of the liberal machine that masquerades as a Republican machine in this state. So be very careful with using any kind of ad, text, video, mailer you see this weekend as the gospel truth. And I'm sure I'll have them on Monday. We'll see. But I've seen these people do this to the Freedom Caucus. We saved every one of them in the last election, by the way. They were savagely torn to pieces. From the right, okay? Watch out for the videos, the YouTube videos, the ads from dark money that come from the right and try to tell you Norman's not conservative, blah, blah, blah. Be very careful of those, especially the ones that operate out of a P.O. box. Have a good weekend.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.